Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to 929, the weekly podcast that serves you some Monday morning inspiration and advice to help you win the week ahead. 929 is a podcast from Fiverr, the digital freelance marketplace, and I'm your host, Ishan Akbar. Please make sure you listen all the way to the end today, as I've got an offer from Fiverr that could make your week that bit better in whatever you're trying to achieve. Today, I'm talking to Samantha Bloom, the chief curator at Anyone.
So Anyone is a marketplace for advice in the form of five-minute phone calls. We're building a radically simple product. It's no video, no text. Just five-minute audio-only calls that build a direct line to the right person with the right experience at the right time that you need it.
Samantha's passionate about Anyone's mission and feels strongly about the value of connections and having the opportunity to ask questions that help you level up in your career and business.
It's the questions we ask and not the answers that we give that define who we are.
Samantha believes that there's power in asking questions. And I've got plenty to ask her. So let's get going. In terms of the genesis of Anyone, how did that begin?
So I think most of, for everybody on our team, we've kind of seen really extraordinary things can happen when you remove psychological and accessibility obstacles that make it hard for people to ask questions. Those haphazard conversations have such a tremendous impact. And I think our question and our driving question has been, how do we scale them? How can you radically increase access to knowledge and knowledgeable people who want to help out, but don't feel that they have the time? And that's why we founded Anyone. It's both to encourage people to ask questions and make it easier than ever for people who have something close to an answer or an answer, help them to get further faster.
Tell us a bit more about your role specifically, because I really love your role title, Chief Curator. And it's not often something you see in something like the tech space or something like this. So tell me more about that. What does a Chief Curator do?
Sure. So as Chief Curator, my role very simply is to fill out our platform with those fascinating people that you would want to call and to give everyone access to a world-class sounding board. And that's more of an art than a science. Some of the people that you can find and connect with on Anyone, you can really talk to anyone. On the surface, our advisors seem to have very little in common other than remarkable talent and dominance within their respective fields. We have Olympic athletes, we have Emmy-winning journalists, we have filmmakers, entrepreneurs, tattoo artists, blockchain pioneers, and the list goes on. But the sectors that they're involved in and specific expertise is less important than the common thread that they're connected by, I think, which is generosity, a desire to dispel the myth of self-made success, the fact that they happen to be very interesting people with very good advice to share, and they're all eager to share their playbook and their experiences.
Have you found that asking questions and being able to ask questions has impacted your own career? I think certainly for a lot of people who are starting out on their careers, just asking questions can be quite intimidating. Have you found that journey?
Professionally, I personally have been lucky enough to work in some really extraordinary places, and for mentors, people who have gone on to become mentors of mine, who have not only rewarded curiosity, but built our work around that spirit of inquiry. And My first job out of college, I was an intern at the White House for President Obama. And one of the things that I got to do was constituency-based outreach to young Americans through the Office of Public Engagement. And everything that we did and every interaction with, regardless of what group was visiting, was undergirded by this question of how do you make the People's House more accessible to all Americans. At Google, I worked for a team called Jigsaw, which built technology tools for some of the most intractable problems that we experience in our digital lives. And the question that drove all of our work was, how do you make the world safer using technology? Now at Anyone, we are guided by a very simple question. It's, imagine if you could call anyone in the world and they would pick up. Who would you call and what would you ask them?
Have you found that there's a difference between what people have used Anyone for and what you hope they would use it for? Or have they broadly aligned?
I think that we're constantly surprised and delighted by how people are using our platform. I think no matter how they are using it, they're coming to Anyone, not because they need it or want answers necessarily, but because they want other people's experiences. You can use our platform to save yourself 5 days of searching on Google and get to something much, much faster. But you can also use our platform to start your day with a mentor who is going to be a career coach for you and help you to organize and keep track of your goals. Something that we often get asked is, what can you actually accomplish in 5 minutes? And I wanted to emphasize that we're not replacing the 30-minute meeting that characterize everyone's day. We're kind of replacing the meetings that don't happen and making sure that they do. And by making calls 5 minutes, you've essentially unlocked the barriers for people who want to help and maybe time poor, and remove the obstacle so that they can do it in a scalable way.
So for our listeners then, in terms of this notion of asking questions, how do you anticipate they can apply that in their week ahead?
I think we know that really amazing things can happen when you make the space for people to ask questions. And not knowing is really a wonderful thing because it leads us to new places, new people, new conversations, and new ideas. And I think for anybody who is listening, many of whom are builders and founders, more than anything to build is to ask questions, right? Why does this matter? Whose lives are we improving? What mistakes have others made when attempting to solve something similar? What red flags are we not seeing? And I think constantly questioning what it is that you're doing and seeking help from somebody who might have done it before you will lead you to a much better result in whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish.
I'll put your question to you then, which is, if you could speak to anyone in the world right now, who would it be and what would you ask them?
Oh my God. I would have to say Dolly Parton.
Okay.
I'm mad about Dolly Parton. And for anybody who doesn't know or isn't well-versed in her career, she started that like classic Hollywood biopic tale of being managed by a lot of men who constantly underestimated her and saw a, in her words, blonde bimbo and thought that they could control her. And she used their prejudices against her as a woman in the 60s, spun an incredible career where she's to this day, still 40 years later, incredibly relevant. She's on the cover of every magazine. I would love to know what Dolly Parton's secret sauce is and how she kind of stayed true to Dolly.
Samantha, thank you so much for your time on 929. I really enjoyed chatting to you.
Thank you.
What will you take away from this conversation with Samantha? Was it that asking good questions is valuable, or that having the courage to admit that you don't know something is important for your personal and professional growth? Here's something else to help your week go that bit better. Fiverr are offering listeners to this podcast 20% off their next order. So When you use the discount code podcast22 at fiverr.com, you'll get that 20% off. Try it today and enjoy getting more stuff done. Thank you so much for listening. Hit follow, and I'll be back with you next Monday morning. Until then, have a great week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.